The Islamic Revolution leader says the Iranian nation's power is rooted in their spirits of martyrdom and sacrifice. Tehran and Caracas sign 11 deals on industry, oil and gas. Iran's Zobahan defeats Saudi's Al-Hilal to qualify for AFC Champions League final. In the name of God, the Compassion, the Merciful. Hello, this is World News. I'm Jam Mijam. Let's work. Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says belief in martyrdom as a sort of trade with God, along with readiness for sacrifice, genuinely accounts for the might of the Iranian nation. The leader made the remarks in a meeting with families of the martyrs and the sacred defense veterans in the central city of Qom. Ayatollah Khamenei said that firm belief in the cause of martyrdom has endeared the Iranian nation to the world nations as a mighty player in international issues without complicated military equipment or sophisticated propaganda machine. The leader further said fervor for defined causes is a key reason why Iranians are stronger than all other nations in the world. Ayatollah Khamenei commented that the rapturous welcome President Ahmadinejad received during his visit to Lebanon is a token of glory of the Islamic Republic. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has wrapped up his two-day state visit to Iran. Before leaving Tehran, Chavez joined President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in a press conference, during which they briefed reporters on the outcomes of their talks. During Chavez's visit, his accompanying delegation signed 11 agreements with Iranian officials on bilateral cooperation in the fields of industry, oil and trade. Chavez's trip was his 9th official Iranian visit and part of a regional tour which earlier took him to Ukraine, Russia and Belarus. Deputy Parliament Speaker Mohammad Hassan Abu Torabi Fard says the U.S. is now sacrificing the human rights to safeguard the interests of the international Zionism. Abu Torabi told the International Conference on Human Rights and the U.S. that human rights and democracy are now pretexts to trample the rights of the underdeveloped nations. Abu Torabi said the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran took the lid off the crimes of the Zionist regime, dealing a major blow to the world political border. He also slammed powers' biased approach toward Iran's peaceful nuclear program in the face of their silence regarding the Israeli regime's nuclear warheads. Abu Torabi then stressed Iran has stood up to the U.S. economic and media plots. Iran has authorized foreign investment in the Iranian Expatriates Investment Fund. Deputy Economy Minister Behruz Ali Shiri said the fund has been set up to encourage investment inflow by Iranian expats and foreign nationals. Ali Shiri said Iran guarantees the investment against any non-commercial risks, adding the fund is also allowed to take active part in Iran's stock market. Earlier in the summer, Iran had established expatriates foreign currency investment fund. An international gathering on investment in Iran has kicked off in the western city of Yasuj. The gathering will focus on over 500 economic projects, which could potentially draw as much as $70 billion in local and foreign capital. Economy Minister Shamseddin Hosseini said there is excellent opportunities for foreign investors to put their money into development projects in Iran. He added the volume of investment in Iran has recently registered a 90% rise, putting the country on the list of the top 6 capital destinations in the world. 150 local and foreign investors, as well as ambassadors and officials, have taken part in the gathering. Investors are concerned that Bank of America will be forced to buy back $47 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities as federal regulators are scheduled to discuss the foreclosure process for all banks. Here is a report.
The New York Fed has been asking since the summer for B of A to buy back mortgage bonds. Now a report says a consortium, including PIMCO and BlackRock, has joined the action. The report by Bloomberg says the group cites B of A's countrywide unit for not servicing the loans properly. The New York Fed and PIMCO declined to comment on that report. Now, this comes as Bank of America becomes the third big U.S. bank to top Wall Street earnings estimates. The nation's largest bank by assets has been generating profits by cutting reserves for bad loans. But some analysts question how long it can continue posting profits without growing its core business.